CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. There have been more threats against schools in Georgia in the days after four were killed and nine were injured at a Barrow County high school. Terrified parents raced to pick up their children, some of whom hid behind desks in classrooms. Both the 14-year-old suspected gunman and his father are in custody. At a packed vigil, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock spoke about the need for gun violence legislation.
While we wrestle with this trauma, I think that we are all called as a country to ask ourselves, what trauma do we visit upon our children if we say that the only thing we can do for you is to tell you how to hide?
The FBI says it kept an ISIS supporter from carrying out a mass shooting of Jewish people in New York City. CBS's Jeff Glor.
The FBI says it has foiled a terror plot aimed at America's largest Jewish community. Federal agents say a 20-year-old ISIS supporter was arrested by Canadian authorities on Wednesday while trying to cross the border. He's accused of planning to carry out a mass shooting at a Jewish community center in Brooklyn.
The first presidential debate between Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump is just days away, and speculation over which one will resonate with voters is high. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
One issue sure to come up on debate night is reproductive freedoms. And new this morning, the campaign has released a new ad that highlights comments from Trump about his part in reversing Roe v. Wade and stories from women who have been impacted since.
1.2 million Ram pickups are being recalled because of a potentially dangerous issue with their stability control system. WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert explains.
That electronic stability control system can fail due to a problem with the software in the pickup's anti-lock braking system. That can make the vehicles more likely to crash. The recall impacting certain Ram 1500 pickups from the 2019 through 24 model years.
It is sweltering in parts of the Southwest where people are dealing with triple-digit temperatures. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service.
By the middle to latter part of next week, we're looking at seasonal to actually below normal temperatures covering a good portion of the western U.S. by the time we get into the Thursday, Friday.
In Missouri, a judge rules that an abortion rights ballot measure doesn't meet legal requirements. It would establish a right to abortion in the state's constitution. But the judge gave supporters a chance to appeal ahead of Tuesday's deadline to make changes before the ballots are printed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's a new mission underway in Mexico to save a vital part of the environment.
There's a new army in Mexico, the Tree Army, working to beautify Mexico City's urban canopy. Members target tree vandalism and other issues like areas in need of trees. Arturo Hernandez is head commander, whizzing through the streets on his electric skateboard and alerting his social media followers about problems. Trees are becoming more valuable in cities as temperatures rise, providing shade and reducing pollution. Hernandez now gets about 15 messages a day about tree troubles. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
We know you know about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but did you know they're from New Hampshire? People think they're from New York City, where they mutated into a crime-fighting crew, but they were actually conceived in Dover. Who knew? Allison Keys, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine and 65 today with north winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine, 75 for Sunday. On Monday, lots of sun, high near 80 degrees. For Tuesday, sunny, 81. It's 57 at our studios.
4 hours of timeless hits and forgotten favorites. Rock and roll never forgets on WRJN. WRJN.
Won't you come along with me? Tin it in. Tin it in. Tin it in. Won't you come along with me? Tin it in. Tin it in. You know that I love. We can live so happily. Tin it in. Tin it in. Spin it, spin it, spin. Spin it like a spinning top. Spin it, spin. Spin it, spin. Spin it, spin it, spin. Spin it like a spinning top. Spin it, spin. Spin it, spin. A crazy little part. You ought to see us real and hard. Tin it in.
Rock and roll never forgets. WRJN, Little Richard and Jenny, Terry Hevel. We're going to take you up to 12:30. It's Badger football, South Dakota at Wisconsin at Camp Randall. Pre-game starting at 12:30. The game on the air at 2:30 right here at WRJN. But in the meantime, how about a groovy instrumental? The Champs and the El Rancho Rock. We'll be right back.
So here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy.
It seems so easy, it seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
It seems so easy, it seems so easy, it seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned and my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
It seems so easy, it seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
It seems so easy, it seems so easy, it seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned, my heart has turned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. So doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, where you concern my heart has turned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
WRJN birthday book, born on this date, 1936. We, of course, know when we lost him on February 3rd of 1959, only 22 years of age, the late Buddy Holly. Charles Buddy Holly. Charles Hardin Holly, right? And that was his middle name, and Buddy for short. Anyway, it is Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We need a dance blast out of the past, and Chubby Checker wants to do us the mess around.
On this dance called the mess around, baby D, what I'm putting down. Around with me.
local news and now timeless hits, WRJN. Born on September 8th of 1932, lost her in that tragic plane crash in 1963. That, of course, the late Patsy Cline in I Fall to Pieces. How about one more one-shot wonder? He came out in the early 70s, Jake Holmes did. It's a pretty one. This is So Close, WRJN. Rock and roll never forgets.
Where's that smile? I hope you didn't lose it. Put it on again and wear it once for me. Sure, I know there's been some time between us, but I had to stand back some to get the room to see.
She came right back and started up again. Why that happened, I have no idea. But I'm going to play another song instead, like this. England Dan and John Ford Coley. Gotta love CDs when they work, not so much when they don't.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while. Not much. How about you? I'm not sure why. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't. See you tonight. We could go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach, or stay at home and watch TV. You see, it really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't. To see you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm window and the stars are tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking.
WRJN, Randy and the Rainbows and the lady named Denise. Terry Hebble, thanks for joining me on a short edition of Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We have Badger football coming up, and next week, game starts at 11, so I'm not on. I will see you hopefully 2 weeks from today for Rock and Roll Never Forgets, right here from WRJN. Have yourself a great weekend and a great couple weeks as well. Hopefully, we'll see you 2 weeks from today.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly Cheese Steak Pizza. Creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown.
Johnson.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bell.
As the Badgers pull.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And welcome inside Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Keller. Matt LePay joins me in a moment. It's another opportunity for the Badgers to impress right here on their home turf. Many felt the opening game, a 28-14 win over Western Michigan in week one, was lacking in certain areas. The most glaring statistic, 82 offensive plays, and none of them measured 20 yards. So that is an issue when you don't have explosive plays in the offense. Big plays can make a difference. So we welcome you to week two and a visit from the Coyotes of South Dakota. Before we talk about what lays in wait from South Dakota, let's look back at the opener. And the voice of the Badgers is Matt LePay. And that would have been the issue. A lot of sustained drives a week ago. The 16-play variety was impressive. But the big plays help make a big difference in college football games.
Yeah, it really does. It just is, you know, Mark Tauscher's talked about this, through the years we've discussed this. You know, the 16-play drives are good now and then, but it's hard to have that over and over, and hard to rely on that. And, you know, when your biggest run is 12, your biggest pass play is 17, it's tough. It's almost like squeezing blood from a turnip just to try. And then when they get into the red zone, they had a lot of issues early finishing. They were able to do that in the fourth quarter, to the Badgers' credit. That's been one of the big emphases, as you know, since Luke Fickell arrived. You know, be at your best in the fourth quarter. And the Badgers got some help, to be sure, on the muffed punt, but they took advantage. They pounced on it. They drove 20 yards for a score and then 50 yards after a fourth and one stop. But Luke Fickell is tall. He hasn't danced around it. You need to get some big plays if you can on offense. Hopefully they'll be able to get a few of those here today.
His opening locker room salvo, as I'm just outside waiting to talk to him afterwards, that was the message, was about, hey, we found a way to finish by whatever means necessary, regardless of how we got there. We'll fix that later. But when they did get there, they did have fourth quarter answers. They finished that drive after the muff punt. They got a two-point conversion after, and then they, you know, stopped Western Michigan on the drive and took the game over.
Yeah, and the other thing too, and it's something that I understand, it's hard for fans in the Big Ten to buy into this, but I'll get to the point here. Luke Fickell has talked about, you know, some those MAC teams, sometimes you got to be a little leery of them. And I say that because at half at Penn State,
right.
Penn State, a team that many believe is a playoff caliber type of team, it's losing to Bowling Green 24-20 at the half. I mean, Bowling Green is moving the rock in the first half. And I mean, when you think Penn State, you don't necessarily think shootout football, but that might be unfolding. So, you know, 4 years ago, Mike, and when the season finally started after the COVID delays, Graham Mertz throws for 5 touchdown passes, and Patrick Mahomes is tweeting about it, and then there's a pause. They go to Michigan and put a beat down on Michigan, and boy, we got some Heisman candidates here, and then everything changed. So I guess the moral of the story is I understand concern from a fan standpoint. Totally understand it. But at the same time, really good, really bad, anywhere in between, I'd pump the brakes on making real big-time judgments based on what happened in week one.
They're going to make some big-time judgments up in Ann Arbor if things continue to go the way they are right now. Texas leads 17-3 with 23 seconds left in the second quarter, and it's second and goal at Michigan 6 for the Longhorns to punch in yet another score. That'll raise some eyebrows.
It will. Michigan has had such dramatic turnover from the head coach on. The severe personnel turnover from last year to this. This is the kind of game that, you know, to be honest, would have made more sense last year or 2 years ago. But, you know, Michigan is still, it's Michigan. So when in doubt, you're going to project the Wolverines to be really good. And there, as you said, they're just approaching halftime right now. But Texas, a team, you know, based on what it did last year, the expectations are very high. And that would, that's a huge, it would be a huge check mark for the SEC. Yes, Texas in the SEC.
Yes.
If the Horns can go in there and finish the deal at the Big House.
Matt, let me bring you back here. Tyler Van Dyke, his first start, not his first start. He's had a lot of starts in college football. First start here, we all saw it. There were some moments that were up for grabs, some 50-50 balls I'm sure he wants back. Your assessment as you look back this week and talk to coaches.
Yeah, particularly, Mike, to your point in the red zone. I mean, there were no interceptions statistically, maybe in the minds of Tyler and the staff. He really could have been at least a couple in there. And yet we also saw the arm strength, the good fastball, the delivery. I thought a really impressive play was when he's rolling out to his right, and it looks like he's starting to go to the turf and angles a pass to Tretch Kekahuna. So you could see what is appealing about Tyler Van Dyke, and you can see areas where he'd be the first to tell you he needs to get better. You know, he talked about, as Luke Fickell did after the game, they saw some defensive looks out of Western Michigan that they had not been able to prepare for because their first-year coordinator had not shown that in the past. But, you know, they still – and they also wanted to establish the running game. But as we've said a lot of times, you know, unless you've got a JT or a Melvin Gordon, you know, but even those guys, there was a passing threat here. The best, sometimes the best friend of a running game advancing to a next level is the threat of a good passing attack, and we're still waiting to see that.
We all know who comes in here a week from today in Alabama, but what does this team, what does Wisconsin have to do to make sure they handle their coyote business today in South Dakota?
You know, talking with Luke during the week, it's fundamentals, mm-hmm. which sounds like Barry Alvarez,
sure.
Barry Alvarez. Just, you know, do what you do. Don't get sloppy. And still, kind of reverting back, still want to be able to establish the running game. But I think here today, even, you know, Luke talked about it on his radio show. What's the thing we got to do? Well, big plays. That's kind of a captain obvious. And see if they can get some things done, you know, through the air. Get Tyler going. Get these receivers going early. And I always wondered, too, Mike, you know, the first throw to Will Pauling last Friday was a drop. He doesn't do that very often. And I think even in warm-ups, one of the first throws to him was a drop. And I don't know if that gets into you a little bit. A couple things looked out of sync in the game. There are another couple throws that went off a shoulder pad of a guy and maybe catchable balls that weren't. But just be able to pose a threat, more of a threat, throwing the ball. I know the statistics, it looked balanced, the total yards passing versus running, but you still want to be able to, hopefully today and moving forward, show an ability to stretch the field.
Texas up 24-3 now at the half. Ooh. They punch it in and make the extra point. So it's a 21-point lead for the Longhorns at the break at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Let me ask you about Wisconsin's defense from a week ago. Again, one of the emphasis in the offseason was to get to disrupt the quarterback, to get in the backfield, TFLs, get after the other team's quarterback. Didn't probably do it enough for their liking.
Yeah, rushing four. You know, it wasn't like they were blitz happy in the game. Elijah Hills finally got to the quarterback. Elijah, one of the defensive linemen, one of the transfers. And I think also they did a nice job of getting the ball out of the hands of the quarterback last week. But, yeah, I think that's something they would want to ramp up. And the other thing, again, if you look at a stat sheet, you see Western Michigan was like 3.6 per rush. Mm-hmm. It felt like more than that. It seemed like they were able to move the ball and at least prevent Wisconsin from getting, you know, really seizing momentum of a game. They had one long drive all night. And they took advantage of a Wisconsin turnover and able to punch it in on a short field. But they, I think for this Wisconsin team, you know, being able to heat up a quarterback is obviously important for anybody, but try to be a little more stout against the run. They had one 3-and-out last week. It was a limited possession game, but I think they would like to see this run defense tighten up as well.
Let me finish with this away from football or a little football involvement. The Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame induction was last night. You're obviously front and center in Tarik Salah, one of those going in. But all the great athletes, we talk about this every year because you get to learn some stories about some athletes that you just didn't know that are awfully interesting and fun and impressive.
Yeah, it really, and the thing is, in a general sense too, Mike, is that they are all really touched by this. If it's Tarik Salah, if it's Donnell Thompson, Pete Waite, the former volleyball coach, I mean, the list goes on and on. Women's hockey, again, really well represented in this Hall of Fame class. Mark Laporte, a goalkeeper, hard to believe it was over 40 years ago now, where he helped his team get into the NCAA, get into the postseason, and really elevate the status of that sport from club to varsity level. A decathlete, a national champion decathlete, James Dunkelberger as well. And you learn a lot about, for me, with the focus that I have in my position, but you learn about the athletes in other sports. But the main thing that I always get out of it is how much it means to them, their teammates, their families. Maria Pienka, Maria Neubauer, when she was here, All-American tennis player. She's been in athletics administration here for a number of years. It had deep meaning for her. So those nights are special, and it's a chance for, very selfishly, just seeing some folks you don't get to see all that often. A couple of assistants under Barry, Kevin Cosgrove, John Palermo were here last night, among other dignitaries. So it was a lot of fun to catch up with all those guys last
Fantastic.
Night.
Fantastic. And a lot of alum are in town for that purpose this weekend. Still to come, the Badgers on the Badgers pregame show. We'll hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, and we'll visit with Jesse Temple from The Athletic. But when we continue, we'll take a look at today's opponent, South Dakota, the voice of the Coyotes, John Thayer. He'll join me next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium on a beautiful day. Temperatures will be in the low to mid-60s. A little windy, but very few, if any, clouds. South Dakota won their opener a week ago against Northern State 45-3. The Coyotes are ranked 6th in the FCS polls, located in Vermilion, South Dakota. The Coyotes joined Division I in 2008. Since then, they have played 12 games against Power 5 schools, going 1-11. The win over Minnesota in 2010. They've also suffered some close losses, 3 points at K-State in 2018, and again by 3 points at Kansas in 2021. We welcome in John Thayer, the voice of the Coyotes, and the South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year Award winner. Congratulations on that. This is pretty cool coming in here. You were just talking to Matt, our broadcaster, and these trips, you make them on occasion, obviously once a year trying to play a Power 5, and how is that handled on the player's side, coach's side, when you see a team like Wisconsin or like Kansas a few years ago or other Power 5 schools?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, it's an interesting dynamic because these players are going to walk into this stadium and it's bigger than where we play, right? Yeah, and yeah. We got some other venues that we play in and they're loud. And, you know, North Dakota State, the Fargo mm-hmm. Dome at 19,000 people, but it's indoors, so it's super loud. So I think like the sound standpoint, they're kind of know what to expect type yeah. of deal, but they also know they're going up against a team that they're supposed to lose to, right? That's just how these games yeah. are built. But at the end of the day, you know, these guys try to go into it with the mindset, look, it's still a football game. We all play the yeah. game, and we just got to do our job and see what happens.
There are a lot of Power 5 schools who would say, do not schedule a team that has Dakota in their name because of North Dakota State, South Dakota yeah. State, and what you guys do. Why is that? Why has the football been so good, especially in those three college programs?
Yeah, I think with South Dakota and North Dakota, we're still catching up a little bit, and our program has certainly got there. But North Dakota State for so long was the national title of contender every yeah. single year, and South Dakota State has put themselves in there. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things that we embrace it in the Dakotas. It's what we have. We don't have professional sports teams in those states, and so they're trying to make these schools be everything, and yeah. and the fans have certainly supported it. And, you know, of the four Division I Dakota schools, three of them play inside. One still plays outside. They get a little yeah. attendance issues yeah. In November. But, you know, it's just – I think the commitment is there. I think the support is there from the fans, from the administration, things like that. And it's really helped our programs dive in and take the next step.
On the field, one of the things that was really impressive in week one is special teams, both a kick and a punt return for a touchdown. Has that been one of the strengths, or was it an opening week? You know, obviously it's a point of emphasis, something you did really well in game one.
Yeah, I think it's something that we feel pretty good about for the most part. I mean, the issue in special teams was missing two field goals. Will Leyland missed a couple last week, and he didn't miss it all last year. And then you have Zeke Mata, who kicked the first field goal for us, 52 yards. He'd been at LSU, played in the, I think it was a Citrus Bowl maybe, against Purdue, but that was his first career field goal. He was on our team last year, yeah. just did kickoffs. So we'll see how they handle that. But from the return standpoint, I mean, Keandre Jones-Logan has incredible speed, and he's not very big. His dad played at the University of South Dakota. Stephon Logan had a great career in the Canadian Football League. And he's just got lightning speed. And then you have Carter Bell, who returned that punt for a touchdown. And Carter's a guy who's probably going to fair catch more times than not. But, you know, he glanced down a couple of times there, and he saw that whole left side open up, and he took that return. So I think we've got the guys, certainly the skill guys and the speed to have more of those this year, more opportunities, but we'll see how it goes.
You play out of the Missouri Valley Conference. 7 of the top 25 in the FCS rankings right now are from the Missouri Valley Conference. So once you get into conference play, it is very competitive and high level as well.
Yeah, it is. It's brutal schedule. And, you know, even when you get a team that's not ranked in the top 25, it's not really a down game in this league. I mean, there's very few teams that you can go to. You know, last year, Indiana State wasn't great. We went there. We were having a good year and won, what was it, like 14? I mean, we won by a touchdown or something like that. There's just nothing going on. And I think the defenses in this league have been really, really good. And we found some offensive skill guys that have been able to step up.
For today to be good for the Coyotes, what has to happen?
Yeah, I think our offensive line is going to have to be really good and find a way to establish the running game. I think our running backs are extremely deep. They're really good. Travis Tice has been there in his sixth year now, and Charles Pierre over the last year and a half has really shown his ability. So we're going to see him. But don't sleep on L.J. Phillips Jr. either. He could come into game and be effective. He played one game really last year and had 93 yards and a couple of scores at Western Illinois. So I think that South Dakota has to be able to run the football. It's never easy against a Power 5 team, a Big 10 team, but I think they have to find a way to establish the run game. And if they can do that, you know, you start to methodically use some of that clock and long drives and things like that. And there's no question, a school like us, we have to shorten the game a little bit against a team like Wisconsin.
John Thayer, a pleasure. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
John Thayer, South Dakota, the voice of the Coyotes. When we come back, our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, as we hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. That's next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Nope. Well, case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Back with you at Camp Randall. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub Lotsa Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. The Badgers in South Dakota kick off just after 2:30 today. Wisconsin celebrating its Athletics Hall of Fame class induction this weekend. 12-member class included Tarek Saleh and Donnell Thompson from football, along with hockey's Adam Burrish, track and field's James Dunkelberger, Gina Panagetti swimming, soccer's Mark LaPorte, Megan Reed and Alex Rigsby Cavallini from women's hockey, Maria Neubauer from tennis, John Jagger hockey, along with former volleyball coach Pete Waite, and of course Herb Cole. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LaPay.
It's time for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions, no matter your shipment size. Game number two, and it was last night when the University of Wisconsin welcomed its newest Hall of Fame class, one dozen very deserving members joining it, including a couple of guys you knew pretty well, Tarek Saleh and Donnell Thompson, particularly Donnell, but teammates really of both, of Tarek and Donnell, and 10 others. I mean, Barry said this, you say the same thing, one of the best jobs as an AD, making those phone calls, and the reactions, they're all thrilled, and I'm sure there's some pretty good stories through the years, too, with those calls.
Yeah, there are a lot of good stories, and I agree, it's one of my favorite things to be able to do in the role. I think for all kinds of reasons, you know, the reaction that you get on the other end of that call varies widely from tears of joy, disbelief, surprise. You know, this year one of our inductees thought I was making a fundraising call and was reluctant to even take my call in the first place. But so there's always good stories. But, you know, when you think about the stories we heard last night at the ceremony, it's an opportunity to sit and hear the stories of really successful people. And usually those stories don't come without some form of overcoming of adversity or challenge. And so it's just an inspiring night. It's one of my favorite events of the year because you get to sit front row and hear about winning, but not just winning in the sport. Like, the characteristics that those folks have are really inspiring.
One of the fun things for me, just as an observer of this, if it's this year's class, if it was the class that you were a part of several years ago, and go back even further, how emotionally invested all of these Hall of Famers are, be they players, coaches, friends of the program, how emotionally invested they are into this current season.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when you have that level of commitment to your program and to this university and to this athletic department and to the people that make it up, you're obviously engaged at a really, really high level, and you want to see the program be successful in whatever sport that may be for the long haul. And so that causes you to pay really close attention. And you know, the ability for our Hall of Fame inductees to be around our current players in each of those sports, there's something to that. There's some wisdom, there's some inspiration that is contagious in that.
All right, that is Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right, thank you, Matt. When our pregame show continues, we'll have our Badgers in the NFL update brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
The big game, family,
friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game